This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. We're wrapping up our series on the 10 garden design principles as we wrap our heads around this first day of winter, the shortest day of the year. Moving on to principle number 9, paths should lead somewhere. When someone walks down the path in your garden, give them something to see. Lead them to a bench or a specimen plant, maybe to an herb garden where they can sample some basil or thyme. Give them a place to go, a destination. Maybe you have a bird bath at the end of your path, something that gives the wanderer a reason to continue, and you don't have to make your path straight. And finally, design principle number 10, use few impact plants. Impact plants are hot colored plants. Your reds, oranges, yellows, hot colors come forward. So if you have a small area, it will look smaller yet. Cooler colored plants like blues, pinks, and whites should be planted in back. They'll make your garden look bigger. Consider flowering times as well and add foliage plants. A couple of labor-saving ideas to keep in mind. Use raised beds instead of rock gardens. Rock gardens are pretty, but they can be more work than they're worth. Remember, the most basic principle in any landscape is right plant, right place. Don't be disappointed if you plant a zone 5 tree in a zone 3 area and lose it, or put a sun-loving plant in the shade. My own design principle is to never be afraid to try something either. If it works, wahoo! If it doesn't, oh well. And as always, make sure you enjoy it. And remember, the days only get longer from here. The garden is no place to stress for success, but to soak up some sun and renew your spirit. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. What do you want to know about? Do you have favorite plants? Let me know. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.